Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Cyril Swedland. He is the Executive Director of Jamestown Tourism. And Cyril, welcome back to our show.
Hey, thanks, Warren.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time, Cyril. Excited to talk about what we have on the docket today. Jamestown Tourism, and really the community as a whole, came up with this Jamestown calendar. I think it came out in 2015, somewhere around there.
That's right.
And there's a whole reason why this came out. We have exciting news about it, too. But kind of explain the whole idea behind this calendar.
In the months leading up to 2015, when it was launched, we gathered a group of people in the community and to ask the big questions. You know, what do you need in order to get the information about what's happening with your organizations out? And, you know, it was a myriad of complexities of each organization's wants, needs, wishes, and desires. And that community group sort of came together to design this platform. Now, this isn't a platform that another community has. This is only Jamestown. We designed this very special for the very specific needs of our community. And, you know, in those years since, we've had about 112,000 views on different events on that site. You know, it's just a great tool for organizations to help get the word out.
Absolutely. Created with the thought of not only just getting an organization's event out there, but also maybe other organizations using it as a planning tool. If an event is happening on this weekend, as they're planning out in advance, oh, that also looks like there's another event happening on there. You wanted that to be kind of like the community hub.
That was the dream.
Yeah.
And what happens with this calendar is it's the beginning. It's the place where our organization can go to find out what's happening so we can then in turn disseminate all the events to the multiple platforms that we have access to. North Dakota Tourism's event pages and their partnerships with different regional magazines throughout the area. We use this on our Facebook page, which, you know, yours and ours have just a really strong reach in this area. We utilize it also to create and produce a paper calendar that in the wintertime is distributed to 500 businesses. But in the summertime, it goes out to about 38,000 households in the region.
Wow.
And so those are just a few of the ways that we use the tools that the calendar creates. And a number of ways that people sort of find us and interact with it are sort of unmentionable. I mean, it's really a powerful website for people to utilize.
Absolutely. Cyril Swedland, again, Executive Director of Jamestown Tourism. One more thing I do want to point out with it too, Cyril, is, you know, while Jamestown Tourism kind of oversees everything with that, I appreciate the ability that the community has access to this and they can add events and also use that again for the planning tools. But it's really a community-led thing, if anything.
Absolutely. I mean, it was never designed for what we believe is a tourism function. We needed a calendar, and so we were able to utilize our resources to do something better for the needs of what this community needed.
So. And speaking of making, you know, meeting the needs of the community, we know that mobile devices have become just one of the biggest ways people are getting their information.
It's crazy. I mean, if you read the stats, it is mind-blowing to see how this shift is taking place and how the PC-based viewing of sites is really shifting to mobile devices. And so with that in mind, we just went through just a cleanup phase. I mean, it's the same great calendar, the same great design, but now the functionality of the page works a lot better and is much more convenient for mobile users.
So by mobile users, we're talking tablets, smartphones. Anybody who has one of those will kind of experience ingenuity with it, a better interface, more responsive interface.
The design was, you know, intended, like you said, to not only be a calendar for people to find out what's going on, but to be a calendar for planning purposes. And we had this dual functionality with this big, you know, 30-day calendar view that first showed up. And then we had this beautiful event listing that was full of colors and pictures. And so, I mean, that's really a challenging design for mobile. And so what we were able to do is prioritize those a little differently. So that mobile users can see what we believe is really the reason for people to go on there, and that is to find out what's going on now in the coming days.
Yeah. So we really want community members, anybody who's listening to this, go to jamestowncalendar.com, use this for your planning purposes to get information out there on your event. Could end up, like you said, on that mailer where it goes out to 38,000 plus people every month. It's a great reach and a great way to get information out there.
Yeah, I mean, we're really proud of the things that these volunteers do to make these events great. And our contribution to this is to just try to share in their efforts to get the word out. So
perfect. So, Cyril, if anybody wants to get their event on the calendar or they want to learn more about the calendar, what are some ways they can find more information about that?
Literally, go to jamestowncalendar.com. There are tutorials, YouTube tutorials on how to use the calendar. It's a fairly intuitive site.
Very.
But if anybody has questions about it, they should certainly feel free to call our office. The phone number there, Jamestown Tourism, is 701-251-9145.
Cyril, anything else with tourism or the calendar you wanted to mention right now?
I really appreciate this, Warren. It's a busy time of the year for everybody, but it's fun to think about how 2019 is coming. So use the calendar, find out what's going on, and put the stuff that you know on there so we can share with other people.
Perfect. Very good, Cyril. Thanks for joining us.